This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, I need help, man. I got nothing.
I've often said that.
I got nothing. I got a confession. Mm-hmm. But my confession is I got nothing.
Okay.
What is it? January?
All right, what you got, Reggie?
So January 6th, right?
Yes, apparently it's a Dia de Reyes.
Rosca de Reyes, the cakes that you get for...
It basically looked like a king cake.
It basically is.
I mean, it is a king cake.
Is it like a holiday? What is it?
Yeah, so apparently it commemorates the three wise men and their journey to visit the Lord's Savior and everything.
I guess when they arrived or whatever it was.
I guess so. I didn't do enough reading.
Something else happened on January 6th?
I don't know what you're talking about. yeah, it's apparently it looks like a king cake, same shape, and they put a bean in it.
Some pastries
like
in honor.
Yeah,
that's what I thought y'all was getting at.
I don't know what pastry would be in honor of that. I don't look gift horses in the mouth though. I will take sweets for whatever holiday. I'm mad at my Latino co-host for not hipping me to game earlier.
Well, I told you what it was called.
That's not hipping me to game.
So here's my confession. It's January 6th. I don't have a resolution, man.
Do you need one?
Yes. Everybody has to have at least something that you can break the resolution by the end of the month, but or maybe keep it.
Hey, do the evergreen one, man.
I've had good
years. Go to the gym.
I've had years of good resolutions where, like, I'm not going to say all year, but, you know, good, you know, I stuck to it a long time. I need a resolution. Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
Not
gotta have
really.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I said this year, I had a few. I got like some goal, goal list.
Yeah.
But the one I want to do, I want to do more volunteer work.
Okay.
So I want to pick like an organization and volunteer at least once a quarter.
Good for you. Now that's what I need.
Yeah, you should do something like that. Get in on me with it.
I do a lot of that stuff. We'll talk. We'll talk about that. Yeah. A lot of times, do you have any others like personal?
I mean, outside the obvious, save money.
Yeah.
Try to be more healthy. I ain't really do the whole go to the gym and workout thing, but trying to save more money because I'm bad with saving money.
Every New Year's is like getting to the back nine when you're playing golf. You're like, all right, reset, let's go.
Yeah.
Here we go. And so that's I'm a big advocate of it, and I generally have something, and I'm like, I got nothing.
713-572-4610. What should John Lopez's New Year resolution be? And, you know, be nice.
But you, at least even if you don't like set a resolution, there had to have been a moment, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, where you went like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
2026. What is it? I got nothing.
I think it was more just kind of connection with my people.
Okay. There you go.
You know, trying to be a little bit more connected to folks, build community a little bit better. Because as you know, I can be a sicko and I can hole up and I can just watch all the sports in the world. And so trying to be a little bit better about spending time with people.
What's your plan on doing that, though?
I mean, one, just reaching out and calling people more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Legitimately getting on the phone. There's a lot of times where you just kind of send an errant text real quick and see.
Hey, just checking on you.
And that can easily get passed. There's something about picking up the phone and you get on the phone expecting to only talk for 5 minutes and all of a sudden 2 hours later you're like, oh, wow, I'm so happy I did that.
Two hours.
You ain't done that?
Woo.
You don't be on the phone with people for
I can't even remember the last time I was on the phone for 2 hours.
Really?
I think somebody died for me. I don't know.
All right. Expect calls this month, gentlemen.
It's been a while.
Expect some phone calls.
I'm not calling you, buddy.
Reggie's going to call me about 10 minutes in.
I'm like, oh, like,
all right.
Okay.
Hey, clear everything out, man. 2 hours.
Actually, pursuant to what we were just talking about, y'all know me to be a sports sicko. Watching anything, and not quite the resolution, but I just decided that I was going to lean away from my tendency as a sicko,
mm-hmm.
and it immediately blew up in my face. And the reason why I say this is,
what'd you watch?
I was watching basketball, is what it was. I think I had on Unrivaled, mm-hmm. Which is the women's 3-on-3 league. I had on the Rockets game clearly.
All you need to say.
But I was still being a little bit of a sicko. But I saw this in passing and I didn't tap in. And that was the FCS championship game.
Oh, I saw the end of it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it. Typically, I got 3 TVs in the house for this reason. Typically, I would put this on and watch this mm-hmm. because I am a sicko. Mm-hmm. And I missed it. It
Montana
was Illinois State and Montana State. Montana State.
Of course, Montana State was there.
They won last year.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Of course,
Figgy knew that.
I could have guessed that.
Figgy knew that for sure. In fact, I saw it on the tip of your tongue, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this game, you had, at the end of this game, and you saw this, Lopez, had a
double overtime,
but before
blocked
we
kicks.
Yeah, we had block kicks. We had Montana State get mm-hmm. themselves into field goal position mm-hmm. and then lose field goal position on a fumbled snap, and then they go to overtime, and you have a touchdown and a blocked extra point.
Last play.
And then a last play touchdown, and they make the extra. This game ended with some madness mm-hmm. and I missed all of it, and I normally would be watching it, but it was because I decided to try and be a normal person, and this is why I don't do that.
Well, see, that's all right. You know what happened though. You got the highlights.
But I missed it in real time. I was supposed to enjoy.
You have to watch it in real time.
It's like a narcotic. Are you crazy?
Who watch anything in real time at this point, man?
I watched it in real time by accident. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
You watch a TV
and imagine how much more fulfilling it would have been if you watched it intentionally.
It would have been no more, no less fulfilling. No,
you lie.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, I was in Cleveland, and I went to a Browns game, man. That was the first time I've been to a Browns game in a long time. Yeah, I actually seen one of our coworkers works in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to our guy, Bob. I just so happened to ran into him.
Crazy.
I didn't even know he was there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All I heard was, Figgy. And I'm like, wait, what? Am I an NRG or something? Saw him, but salute to him. But my confession is I got to appreciate what the Houston Texans and NRG, what they do there, man, because it was a mess going to this game, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just a lot of – first of all, I had to pay the park. So I'm like, wait, pay the park? Wait a minute, where's the parking passes out here?
Yeah.
But, you know, the stadium is downtown. It's right off of Lake
Right.
Erie.
Right.
So I had to find the sketchiest looking garage to pay for. I paid $50 to park there. Yeah, I needed something.
We probably sound so out of touch. $50, come on now.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh. Yeah. And then on top of the $50 I had to pay, I had to walk like 15 minutes to the stadium. Mm-hmm. Get that 15 minutes. It was cold as hell. I'm just like, man, this is awful. And then to get there to the stadium, it was a long line. It was crazy, man. I feel like we take NRG a little granted because they make it so easier to get in. You don't got to scan no tickets. And you could just walk right through. It's so much easier there. I feel like they're a little behind the sticks a little bit, man. And I'm just like, man, this is awful. I don't see how you go to a game every single week.
You know what's funny, though? They still have better attendance and people showing up there.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? As more difficult as it is to get in. Shout out to the Texans for making it easier.
You got to figure out where the hell you parking downtown.
Yeah.
And you got to walk. I'm walking past the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Science Center.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it was a long walk.
Yeah.
And when I got there, it was fine. But I was just thinking about the long walk I got back to the car. I'm like, man, this is rough.
And then you watching the Browns. You like, damn, I'm watching this and then I got
to
walk?
Yeah. I went to the game where they played the Bills.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be a bloodbath. It was actually closer than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, I feel like I take NRG a little too granted. And they're a little bit ahead of the game.
They're trying. They're doing a good job. It's just fans got to show up, too.
Yeah.
Under the radar, one of the things I love the most, and we've talked a lot about Tetsuya Imai, and then just all the things that he's brought and the personality, et cetera. He's wearing number 45.
I saw that.
You know who wore number 45?
Tell me.
What is it? I'm a representative of myself.
That's right. That's why he don't need the number. He went and represented himself.
He took Gerrit Cole's number. Now, I think someone reported he said he was kind of a fan of Gerrit Cole and Zach Wheeler, which is kind of weird, who also wore 45. But I just like that. All right, I see what you're doing there. You got the old Gerrit Cole number.
Hell, why not?
Yeah.
That number ain't retired.
No, it's not retired.
I mean, how long was he here? For 2 years? 1 year?
2 years, I believe.
Oh,
2 years?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, and but it just kind of adds to, like, this guy, you talk about,
he's tapped in.
Embedding yourself in the community, man.
Yeah, you could tell, because there's other people that's probably fake tapped in a little bit.
Yeah.
But you could tell he's a fan of the game. He's tapped in. He kind of knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it was like Scott Boras putting him up to some stuff, right? Throwing up the H's all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Scott Boras. Like, hey, let's do, we know what it is.
Yeah.
It's working though, man.
It's working.
That's what a lot of people do whenever they come to Houston for the first time. Mm-hmm. That type of stuff. And they get the people on your side.
Right. But I also think that while he is doing those things, underlying, and it's kind of wild for me to try and pretend like know who he is.
Yeah.
There's no way. But it feels like so much is genuine in there, so much genuine joy that I'm excited to be able to get some of that watching him play baseball.
Yeah.
I
love it.
It kind of make you root for him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just hopefully he don't wear no other team's hat at a press conference.
I doubt
like
that's
that.
Going to happen.
Just keep it Houston. Don't,
it'll probably be a Japanese.
Yeah,
hat.
Don't rock no Golden State Warriors hat or Lakers hat or something, man.
Yeah.
Lopez, there's a lot of potential resolutions for you out here.
All right.
They said you should fish for a year without popping corks.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, very good. Somebody said you should send them a free bottle of OG sauce every month as a resolution.
Send who? The listener?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, $6.99.
Okay, very good. We figured that one out. Should host a fan appreciation tailgate for the AFC Championship game.
I'm listening.
Okay, all right. That one got over.
What happened if it don't happen?
Well, then, well, next time.
What do you mean? If it, what do you mean if it don't happen, Figgy? You went. You got off the show for too long.
I'm just saying. You
don't bring your negativity
you
over here.
You gotta get the smelling sauce then if it don't happen.
Oh God!
And then someone really went in there. They said you should pick a random story once a month, a feel good kind of thing, and do like a blog. Like they want you to get back to writing once a month.
I love it.
That might actually be like a real life one here.
I do love it.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. A little bit of lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Always appreciate you rolling with us here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, you thought because we are this far into the new year that we wouldn't have some college football on a Tuesday. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
A lot of things happening in the football landscape, including, man, this NIL thing is getting real dicey. Let's talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.